you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find on the site. You actually can control the content of the website. You can do that by submitting show prep to it, as we call it. Show prep can be anything. It can be a news item, it can be blog post, a YouTube video, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy and what you think the hosts will enjoy as well, because, well, sometimes we get our show prep from our own website because of listeners like you taking the time to put it there for us to see. You do that by going to freetalklive.com and then just click submit show prep. And then you can add whatever you want to the site. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, which is sort of the initial queue where stories appear, and they must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted off of the upcoming stories page and make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com to get involved there. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Ali.
All right, so we'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want. I mentioned in the last hour that we have some huge, huge news to talk about. This is probably... I don't know. This is some of the most exciting news that in recent memory, at least as far as, like, news. Obviously, there's always activism kind of news and, like, exciting things that the activists are doing. And we were talking about Derek J's victimless crime spree in the last hour. You can see that, by the way, at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a feature-length documentary all about Derek's first year of activism here in New Hampshire. So, you know, there's always that kind of, like, activism news. But this is big news any way you slice it. And it's about jury nullification. Now, I don't know if you happen to have the story pulled up, Derek
J.
But if you'd like to tell us about it, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm reading this from Reason.com.
Yeah, I think they broke the news about it today.
Right. This is the reason that this really excited me is because I know the lawyer, not too well personally, but the lawyer who represented a man in a pot-growing case was representing... Weedaclaws, not long ago, one of our own activists in the Shire, mm-hmm. A New Hampshire jury today acquitted a man who grew pot. He grew pot, it's true. And the people who were on the jury knew it. They may have believed that he was totally guilty of the crime, and yet they acquitted him anyway in a thing that is called jury nullification. The lawyer who represented the man, whose name is Mark Sisti, is the one who represented Weedaclaws before.
That deserves some applause. I mean, that's just
huge.
Tremendous that a jury has done this. It's
right.
Great news.
So the man was a New Hampshire resident and also a Rastafarian. What does it mean to be a Rastafarian?
It's a
I think
religion.
It's Jamaica.
Right. It's about
it's fairly popular down there.
The red, yellow, and green flag, and a lot of cannabis smoking is part of the religion. I don't actually know, but those are the impressions that I
maybe
get.
Maybe there's
flag.
A Rasta in our audience who could call in and enlighten us as to the tenets, the dogma, if you will, of the Rastafarian religion at 855-453. We can always go to Wikipedia, but you know, if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you.
Gosh, I hope so. But this man, he's 59 years old. His name is Doug Darrell. And the jury not only acquitted him, you know, that could happen with just one juror saying, I don't think this guy's guilty. Oh, what?
Well, you can't get an acquittal with one jury. You can only get a hung jury.
Okay,
this is what makes this so newsworthy.
It was unanimous.
It was unanimous, therefore he was acquitted. Had it just been one or two jurors who, you know, held their ground, it would have been a hung jury. Then the prosecutor can bring the charges back. They can get a new jury impaneled, and they can start the trial all over from scratch. If you actually get an acquittal, it's done. Double jeopardy if they bring those charges back. So this is... awesome news.
It's so huge, especially because the governor, John Lynch, the governor of New Hampshire, he's always vetoed the marijuana bills whenever something comes up.
What a jerk.
Yeah, but he also did earlier this year sign a bill saying that in criminal proceedings, yada, 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 people can bring up jury nullification. Because before, it wasn't very clear. The judge would explain to the jury, you know, you have to follow the facts of the law.
Right.
You know, you have to, if evidence is brought forward, you have to weigh that against the law. And it really left no room for people's conscience. And so this judge was a little bit different. So I have to give Mark Sisti part of the credit. I have to give the Rastafarian dude some credit. But I really want to hand it to the judge for making it clear to these jury members that they are able to weigh in on their own conscience and actually
agree
with this man.
This, the judge, what he said, and the, it's in the article, the reason piece here, so we'll share it with you. But the instructions this judge gave the jury, I was shocked. I couldn't believe this. They passed this jury nullification law, which allows the jury to be informed about the right to nullify the law. But the way the law is written, it's confusing. I don't have the law itself in front of me right now, but it's this kind of nebulous-sounding, legalese-laden description of nullification. It's
right,
like,
they might as well not even be saying any words.
Right. I mean, it would only be interpretable by an attorney, somebody that's trained in understanding legalese, the way this law is written. But what this judge said in the court to the jury was, it was plain English. He really made it clear.
I have the quote here. The judge's name is James O'Neill, and he instructed the jury that, quote, even if you find the state has proven each and every element of the offense charged beyond a reasonable doubt, you may still find the defendant not guilty.
Beautiful.
If you have a conscientious feeling that a not guilty verdict would be a fair result in this case. I mean, doesn't get more clear than that.
It was crystal clear, although apparently the jury actually had to have it read back to them twice.
Well, it may have been a
maybe they were shocked, yeah.
Well, I understand from someone who's had jury duty in New Hampshire that they show you these videos, mm-hmm. not even just the judge's persona, how he it describes the process. They actually have a video that they show you, and it basically says, you know, the opposite of what jury nullification is about. It says
right.
It's not about your conscience. It's about the facts of the case.
The law. It's about the law.
Yeah.
And I think the jury really did take their conscience into consideration, comparing or contrasting, rather, with the jury who accused or I guess convicted Ademo. I don't really know what you would call what a jury decides on. But they were in session. They were meeting for less than an hour. This jury deliberated for 6 hours. And that was on Wednesday afternoon and part of Thursday morning. And had to twice hear the explanation of jury nullification again. So it really seemed like they were, you know, grappling with this idea of like, well, hey guys, this guy's definitely guilty. Should we let him go? Like, what do we do? Well, I'm thrilled because this is humanity standing up for each other. You know, this is like human beings saying, yeah, if I were in that man's shoes, I would want to be let free, and I don't think he did anything wrong. And you know, if he was my neighbor, I would stand up for him too. You know, that sort of thing. So this is really encouraging. I'm glad to see that there's a jury that's so courageous and willing to stand up for peaceful individuals who are growing pot.
That is really exciting, and I hope other judges see what this judge did and hopefully follow his lead. I mean, I feel like there's sort of a pressure, you know, there's a society which the judges and the bailiffs and the police are part of,
right.
And that's what keeps them from, you know, talking about jury nullification, because it's not very good for revenue to do that. And, you know, maybe if... Since, you know, this one judge was willing to do it, that maybe we'll start seeing changes in that culture.
I don't know what it takes, I don't know if you can legislate jury instructions. I don't think that you can. I think that's something the judges come up with. So I don't know, you know, the internal proceedings of how the system figured these things out. But that would be an awesome, like, default jury instruction to have every judge in New Hampshire have to actually say that to a jury.
Plain English.
Yeah, would be incredible.
It
to
sure
see
would.
That happen.
And it really, this shows that when people are told that they can judge the merits of a law against their own conscience, that bad laws just cease to exist. I mean, they don't have the effect that a law has when judges inform a jury, you have to follow every tenet of this law as it is written
right.
by the bureaucrats 100 years ago. I mean, that stuff obviously isn't relevant to the jury anymore, and so they're able to act on their own conscience. It's thrilling.
I really like how it's a freedom of religion case, too, how that's sort of been warped into that by the Rastafarian thing.
True, although to some extent, you know, that might give you an out if you were busted for marijuana, but it would be nice to see a straight-up case, like somebody who's like, yeah, I just use this because, you know, I like it.
Baby steps.
To see something happen in a case like that as well. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I actually have a statement from one of the jurors here in a moment.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com takes you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. I want to tell you about BitInstant. It is your solution to getting Bitcoins for the first or the tenth time or however many times you need to get them. They are there for you, and you can do it anytime. That over 700,000 locations across the U.S., Russia and Brazil are open. I've gotten them as late as 9 o'clock at night at a CVS location. You can use BitInstant.com to get Bitcoins. But wait a minute, what are Bitcoins? Well, if you don't know yet, you probably should take the 2 minutes it'll take to go to WeUseCoins.org and to watch the introduction video there. Now, you're probably going to want to learn more once you see that, but it'll only take you a couple minutes to get the pitch. And Bitcoins are a decentralized, free market, open source currency. It is not marketed by some corporation. It is not a government-backed enterprise. In fact, the government can't touch Bitcoins. And that's one of the things that makes them so useful and so valuable, is that it's your money. You are in total control of it. It's an amazing product, and you should go to weusecoins.org to learn more. When you learn more about it and you decide you want some, because it seems to me that the price of them is probably going to go up over time as they become more useful and more valuable, which they are, you can go to bitinstant.com and get your Bitcoins with cash. BitInstant.com. As we go to the phones here, we've been talking about jury nullification. We've got Jason Talley on the line, who is an advocate of jury nullification. Jason, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Hey, Ali and Derek and Ian.
Are you on a speakerphone or a headset or something like that?
Yeah, I'm on Google Voice. Can
you
hear me okay?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Just was curious about what the connection was. So, I know you were calling to correct something that was said a few moments ago, so go ahead and throw the correction out.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm excited, just like you are, about the big nullification victory here in New Hampshire. It's the only state that it's in a law like that. But Derek mentioned that Mark Sisti represented our good friend Wiedeklaus, Bob Constantine, and that's not the case. Mark Sisti represented Patricia Smith and actually lost that case. And I actually saw him defend it. I was there covering the story, and I wasn't all that impressed with Sisti. I'm glad he did a much better job in this this recent case, but of course it's much easier with this new law in place. But Bob Constantine deserves all the credit for his jury nullification victory. When the court found him, they found him guilty of possession, but not of manufacturing. That's a big distinction. Bob did a really good job defending himself there. And he initially was being represented by, of all people, the current Speaker of the House, Bill O'Brien, early on. But Bob dropped him and then represented himself at the end there.
And he did a great job. I was there for most all of his trial when he was defending himself in the growing charges. And it was kind of a partial nullification in Bob's case because the jury, as you mentioned, didn't convict him of the felony. They convicted him of a possession charge instead. But it wasn't all the way, and we really wanted to, to see a case go all the way. In this case, it wasn't even, somebody we knew. This came out of the blue. I had no idea this case was developing at all, and then we heard about the verdict today from Reason.com. It's linked to, by the way, over at Freekeen.com if you'd like to take a look at the story. It's easy to find there. But this was a shocker, and a really pleasant shocker. And one of the real surprises is it turns out a Free State Project member was on the jury.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a game changer as well.
Yes.
She doesn't look like any of us.
No.
She's middle-aged and a woman, and mm-hmm. So got right on that jury and nullified, just like the rest of us would want to do.
Boom.
Yep.
Hey, and thank you for the correction, Tally TV. I do sit corrected. Yeah, that's my memory was shaky on that, but thank you.
Now, we're actually going to have her, the jury member in question, on the show a little bit later on. But first, I've actually got a statement that she's written about her experience on the jury, and she's asked me to read that statement first, and then
please,
we can ask her questions after that. So we're going to do that. But first, Jason, I asked you off the air to tell us a little bit about a conference that you attended today. Just kind of change gears for a moment. You went to a secession conference today in Vermont.
That's right. The second Vermont Republic. Vermont was once a republic in their own right, and then they joined the Union. And I found out today there's many people that don't want to be part of that Union anymore, and for good reason. So it was about an hour and a half from where I live here in Grafton, New Hampshire. So I was the pool reporter for the Grafton delegation. I went with Emperor Evan and Ambassador Bob, and we got to meet a bunch of good folks. I would say there's probably about 70 people that showed up at the Montpelier, Vermont, the state house there.
Wow, cool.
And there were speakers and presentations. Time magazine described the Vermont secession movement as left libertarian, anti-big government, anti-empire, anti-war, with small is beautiful as our guiding philosophy.
That's beautiful.
I couldn't.
That's one thing that I, you know, when you talk about secession, that's one thing that I think a lot of people don't quite understand, because they immediately, you know, picture, you know, civil war or something that it has to do with, you know, oh, Vermont's going to secede so they can have slavery or something. Obviously, that's not the case. And so I love to hear people recognizing secessionists as people who are anti-big government.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is that this empire is at war, and a lot of people in Vermont and myself, you know, want to be at peace. So it's hard to do that when they demand funding and, you know, they demand compliance like that. So I made a lot of friends today, and I hope to keep in touch with them in the future, and I cheer them on, and I'm looking forward to more and more talk about independence here in New Hampshire.
I think so, too. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Daryl Perry from FPP.cc, myself and some others, formed a political party called the New Hampshire Liberty Party recently, which is a political party that's sole purpose is to advocate for secession and also, you know, personal independence as well. You know, to really focus on the issue of secession. And what inspired me was that in Vermont, they actually have an independence party there, or a secessionist party that has run candidates. In fact, I believe their new lieutenant governor candidate received about 5% of the vote at one point recently. So, like, they've, you know, they're making an impact, I think.
Yeah, and part of their platform is that they do not believe in the use of political violence. So that's definitely something I can support.
Fantastic.
What are their objectives? Like, how are they going to go about doing this?
Good question. It's my understanding that they like the town meeting model, essentially. So there would still be towns. And if a town wanted to secede, I guess it would go to a vote there.
I think the more discussion we can have about this issue, the better. As I understand it, there's also another advocacy group that's going to be starting up here after the election in New Hampshire. I forget something about New Hampshire independence. So we're going to see, I think, more. Yeah, I think we're going to see more of this in the future. Thanks, Jason. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. Whether it is Derek J's victimless crime spree, or perhaps jury nullification, or whatever it is that's on your mind. We've been on various different subjects as we normally are, and of course, 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI 1-855-450-3733. You know, we talked about Bitcoin a few moments ago, but as far as investments go, and I'm not an investment advisor, but as far as investments go, I've heard that it's a good thing to not put your eggs all in one basket. You know, I think that's a reasonable perspective to come from. You know, you don't want to put everything in one basket and then have things go bad, and then you lose everything. So don't leave all your money in Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. dollar. Don't leave all your money in Bitcoin. Don't put all your money in gold and silver. But maybe mix and match. You know, have money in all three different places or beyond that. But I like Bitcoins, but I also like gold and silver. And if you want to get your hands on some gold and silver, you can do that by going to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com, where you can get hand-picked gold and silver pieces by our friends over at Midas Resources. Midas is the company that actually owns the radio syndicate that we're on, so the company that helps us get on other radio stations around the country by doing the technical aspect of things, by sending us up to the satellite and such. They are owned by a gold dealer, Midas Resources. So you can go to gold.freetalklive.com, and therefore, not only are you going to get a great deal on your gold and silver, but when you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, you're directly helping Free Talk Live at the same time. So it's win-win for everybody. Gold.freetalklive.com. So at the beginning of this hour, we shared with you, and Derek J., you had the story from Reason.com.
Yeah, about, there's still more, a little more on that.
If you'd like to finish that up, that'd be great, because it's about a jury who apparently just yesterday in New Hampshire found a man not guilty. They actually acquitted him, meaning all 12 jurors voted to acquit this man of cannabis growing charges, which he was clearly guilty of. I mean, the guy's a Rastafarian. He admitted to smoking cannabis. It's his religion. It's part of his religion. It's a sacrament to smoke cannabis. And this was the defense that he gave. Look, this is my religion. This is what I do. And I should be able to. And his lawyer essentially said, hey, look, you know, he should be able to. And here's what jury nullification is. And then on top of that, the judge actually talked about jury nullification in the jury instructions, which was, in my opinion, and the this article I'll share with you in a moment here by one of the jurors bears it out, is the judge's jury instructions are the most important thing that they will hear before they go into deliberation, because the guy's in a robe. Therefore, he's an authority. At least that's what people believe. We all know that he's a man in a robe, and he doesn't have any real authority. He just has men with guns who are willing to do whatever he tells them to do. But people believe in authority, and until they stop believing in authority, then having a judge who actually tells the truth about jury nullification will be very powerful, as I'll show you here in a moment. But go ahead and finish up the reason piece.
Yeah, well, sure. So one of the things that I think is so interesting about this case is, they tried a bunch of different avenues to attack the man, Daryl, who was growing these plants. And the National Guard was actually the responsible party who discovered these plants while they were flying a helicopter over his home in Barnstead, New Hampshire. And I think that's absurd, first of all, that the National Guard would be alarmed that there are plants growing. My goodness.
They probably just wanted to get high, and they wanted to go and steal his plants.
Yeah. Where are the growers at? So they found him. They found his plants, and he had 15... marijuana plants, and he wasn't slapped with any distribution charges, which is I find interesting, because normally when people have a lot of marijuana on them, they get an intent to sell or some sort of distribution charge slapped on top.
It didn't happen with Bob Constantine, the Weed Clause case. He didn't get that charge.
Okay, well that's true. It's happened in some other cases.
Only when they had a grow operation going on, or did they have like scales and baggies sitting around too?
Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes, yeah, the instances that I'm imagining, they were the ones that included baggies and may have had scales. So yeah, I guess that is more cause to believe there is distribution happening. But in this case, The man, Daryl, was offered increasingly lenient plea deals. As those of us who have been through the process are aware, this is going to happen anytime you're facing 3 to 7 years, which is what he was facing. The prosecution's going to offer you, hey, well, just take this misdemeanor. And,
right.
Well, you won't get any jail time, no fine.
You'll just be on probation for 3 years. No big deal. They just get to come into your house any old time they want to, search anything they want, look through your refrigerator, look through wherever they want to look. And if you your roommate has a beer in the fridge, then you get to go to jail. Probation is a terrible solution. It's a terrible option for people, and people violate it all the time. But yet, if the prosecutor offers him this deal and he takes it, he's admitting guilt, number one, for something that he didn't believe was wrong. And number two, the prosecutor doesn't have to do any real work. They don't have to present a case. They don't have to get a conviction, because you just gave it to them.
Right. And Daryl was so courageous in saying no to each of these plea deals. He kept going and said, no, I'm going to go forward with trial, because not only is it part of his religion, and he felt that his rights were violated with the helicopter spying on him at his home and what he's doing with his backyard, which is an infringement on his reasonable expectation of privacy. But also, he turned the offers down, his lawyer said, because, quote, he didn't think he was guilty of anything. It's a sacrament in his religion. And so I think that's really important, that he held to his principles and stood by them. And
if only more people had them.
Yeah, well, the jury can see that. I think people can perceive when people are quavering, or if they're, have shaky morals, or if they're standing on their morals.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think that went a long way in his acquittal.
So I have a statement from one of the jurors.
Ooh, let's hear it.
In this case, it is the Free State Project participant herself, who was on the jury. Her name is Kathleen. And here's what she has to say. I don't believe in divine intervention, but providence definitely was in play. To put me in the spot, the enviable spot of a jury seat with a sympathetic defendant accused of growing pot for personal use. Not only was I lucky enough to be placed on that jury, I was lucky to not have held or to not have had previous knowledge of the defendant or the case, as it all came down rather close to home, about a mile away from my home, to be more specific. On July 9th, 2009, a military helicopter buzzed and circled the defendant's home, and likely mine as well. Pictures, warrant, search, and seizure ensued. These were the facts laid out before us. There wasn't any conflicting testimony. None. It's pot, he grew it, and he knew it. But not case closed. Attorney Sisti's opening remarks told the story. That's the defense attorney. The facts were only part of the story. The real question was whether a guilty verdict was the just thing to do. Testimony was cut and dried like the evidence. That's a good joke. Closing remarks were more impassioned. Attorney Sisti laid out what nullification was for us. The key to the explanation was the difference between must and should in the judge's instructions. The prosecutor's closing arguments were framed to leave the impression that nullification was only for the most extraordinary cases and gave a life-or-death example. And these prosecutors are so ridiculous. Derek J., Allie, were you at the demo trial?
Yep.
You were there. There's 90 people there, so it's hard to remember who all was there. But these prosecutors and the claims that they make during their closing statements are the most ridiculous appeals to authority, the most outrageous claims that they can possibly make that, you know, in a Deimos case...
This person wants to get away with breaking all of the laws.
Right, and that's in a Deimos case, that's what they were suggesting.
They really did.
That
this person doesn't want you to have any rights.
Right. He doesn't believe the law applies to him and
it
all
still
kinds
makes me
of
laugh.
Stuff. So it sounds like the prosecutor's claims here were equally ludicrous. Anyway... She says that deliberations began slowly and disorganized. When someone asked if anyone knew about nullification, I gave a brief explanation of it, mentioning the Fully Informed Jury Association, and that nullification helped end alcohol prohibition.
Wow, that's a good thing to bring up.
Yep, there was little discussion. The facts of the case and whether intent was clear, given the defendant's claim of legal protection for his religious sacramental use of marijuana, was discussed. When the search was discussed, I disclosed that I knew where the house was and it was near my home. This earned me an invitation to the judge's chambers, and I'm pleased to say that marble and mahogany were not apparent. His concern was that the jury might be compromised by this information, was put before the attorneys and the other jurors. None of this seemed to influence us, so we all went back to deliberating. Close call. So, we'll tell you the rest of her story about what happened in the jury deliberations on this man's case, which is epic. The jury came back with not guilty. More coming up on the details. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can, of course, join us on the air. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site we give to you. So you can get interactive there in a variety of different ways. And if you like the show, you can shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and purchase whatever it is you're looking for, because Amazon is linked there. So when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find Amazons for the U.S., for the U.K., and for Canada. So you click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. So whatever it is you're looking for, maybe it's a hot new video game or some new book that's coming out. Obviously, those are two pretty popular categories on Amazon. But, you know, they sell baby supplies, camping goods. I mean, all kinds of stuff is there.
Everything.
In fact, they might even be selling Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree sometime in early 2013 on Amazon.
That would be badass.
I cut the deal today. One of the things I was working on is there's a DVD deal coming. The DVD deal is in place, so it's happening. It's moving forward. We've got to get this, you know, distribution company some we've got to get them the mastered DVD, and we got to get them some stuff, right? We've got to get them artwork and all the stuff that goes into making a physical, real life version of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. But
Oh my God!
The deal's been signed, so we are moving in that direction, and it'll be a DVD of the director's cut edition of the film, and it's going to be cheap too. $9.95 is going to be the manufacturer suggested retail price.
Boom! Yeah, that's so an affordable DVD.
Anybody can afford this. I don't think it's going to be out before Christmas, but it'll still be kind of that holiday season, like the very beginning of 2013, I believe, is going to be the time frame. So we'll tell you more about it as it moves on, but
woo-hoo!
I was pretty excited about that today.
Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE. And again, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, get whatever it is you're looking for through those Amazon links. When you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. All right. We've got this statement here that we're sharing from one of the jurors who was on this jury that acquitted a man of a felony charge of growing cannabis here in New Hampshire. This is huge news. The judge reads a statement that actually clearly explains what jury nullification is, and the jury is deliberating. So that's what we're going to pick up in this story here. So she says that when the search was discussed, I disclosed that I knew where the house was. They took her in front of the judge. Looks like that's not going to be a problem. They bring her back. Close call, she says. The jury did have a diverse makeup, as can be expected in New Hampshire. There were a variety of individuals from a range of walks of life, if not ethnic diversity. After a couple of hours, we felt at an impasse. People of both sides of the guilty/not guilty divide couldn't see a way to come together. The judge instructed us to keep at it. A break for the night was needed to clear thoughts and concerns. The next morning was more organized and with more discussion of intent. The consensus was forming, though, toward guilt. We could clearly see the defense was resting its case on the nullification argument. We put the facts aside to give nullification consideration. The written definition was requested and posted on a chalkboard. Some discussion occurred regarding what would be extraordinarily enough to nullify. Several law and order proponents, not to say we don't all want some kind of law and order, had serious concerns about the precedent a not guilty verdict would set. What kind of chaos would ensue if this became common? Would finding this defendant not guilty give him a pass to keep on breaking the law? One can imagine the types of people that would say these things. One by one, the responses were offered and chewed upon. I fully expected a deadlock. One juror even felt relief at the prospect on the chance that the prosecution would retry, meaning that if they hung the jury, one of these law and order people was relieved that they could bring him back on charges again, which is what happens when you hang a jury, or what can happen. The turning point, she says, was when one of the jurors declared that after reading the definition on nullification, its reliance on conscientious feeling and fair result, it nowhere said extraordinary. Remember, it was the prosecutor in his closing statement who said that nullification could only be used in extraordinary circumstances. Mm-hmm. So what did they do? They looked at what the man in the robe said. It didn't matter what the attorneys said. It didn't really matter what the prosecution said, but the man in the robe, his opinion, or his statement rather, the jury statement, overrode that information, and the jury looked at that, and thus the last three jurors that were holding out agreed that they could nullify.
Wow.
So, on one hand, you've got this one person, Kathleen, who is actually there, who made a difference by knowing what jury nullification was, being able to explain it to the jury and talk a little bit about the history of jury nullification. But on the other hand, you still have these obedient juries who, you know, it doesn't sound, Kathleen, and by the way, we're bringing you on the air now with us here, it doesn't sound like, Kathleen, it was you who convinced them. They convinced themselves based on what the judge actually said in the closing statement, or the jury instructions. Had that judge not given that instruction, would this have gone differently, in your opinion?
It's possible, because the defense attorney's closing argument was very persuasive. It wasn't just passionate and emotional, but it was very explanatory as well. Mm-hmm. And it was pinpointing the judge's ordinary instructions that if the case was proven by the prosecution, that you should convict, not must.
Mm-hmm.
If the case is not proven, you must acquit. So he had made it clear that there's a difference between the word should and must. And so it was already clear in our minds before the judge made his statement.
So you go back into this jury room and you interact with these folks. Was this the first time you've been on a jury?
I was on one a number of years ago that was civil and not criminal.
I see. So first time on a criminal case. First time ever having the opportunity to use jury nullification. Were you shocked by the result?
Well, what I was shocked by was the opportunity. You know, I come up for jury duty. You don't know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's a drug case. I go, this could be interesting. But again, you don't know what you're going to get.
Sure.
And to be handed this perfect defendant, this good attorney, and not only that, the ability to truthfully say, I don't know these people, I'm not biased, I'm going to go in here objectively like every other juror, and this is my opportunity. I've been, you know, it's like something was handed to me on a plate. So that was the bigger shock.
How vocal were you during deliberations? Were you there trying to explain to the other people on jury duty why it would be wrong to convict the man? Or did it feel like you were in a strange situation since, you know, you obviously felt like you should be let go, but then these other people have the same amount of power as you do to basically say, no, I think you should be found guilty?
Well, we were all very polite, even with our impassioned differences. We were very polite. And we, at first, after the discussion of what is nullification, everyone agreed, we're going to set this aside and we're going to talk about the facts of the case to see if we really believe he's guilty or not guilty based on the facts of the case. And that really took up a great deal of time because we did have differences, especially when it came to intent. Because the act was there was no question regarding the act. He never denied, you know, he planted the plants, they were his, he tended them. I mean, the act was the act. So the intent was the only question. And I wanted to plant of course, some idea in mind that maybe intent isn't just, yes, I know I planted them, but I intended to break the law or something. And he never claimed that he thought he was breaking the law. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking we should discuss intent. So we spent a great deal of time discussing intent. And I was clearly in the majority, the minority. They felt.
So the first vote was mostly guilty. What would you say the count was?
I would say it was half and half.
Okay.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because the defense closing argument was passionate. You felt sorry for this man. You were thinking, this should not have gone this far. This should not have come this far. Why are we here? He's not selling. He's not on the street. You'd think they would have settled. You would think, it just wouldn't be here. So it was about half and half about, yes, he's obviously guilty. He did it. He wanted to do it. He's guilty. He's guilty. And some people going, but this isn't right. No, I can't call him guilty, So after hours and hours of discussing intent and whether the criminal intent was there or not there, finally, when I realized almost everyone had said, he did it, we need to go back and talk about nullification.
Can you stick with us?
It wasn't just my feeling, it was everyone's feeling.
Kathleen,
need to talk about nullification.
Can you hang on through the news and talk to us in the third hour of the program for a little bit on this?
Sure.
All right, great. I'm put you on hold here. More with Kathleen. She's a Free State Project participant who had the good fortune to be on a jury that actually ended up using jury nullification. Your right as a juror to judge the law itself. More coming up.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay, today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.